There are some unacknowledged wonders of the world. You are about to witness the eighth.
Your attention, everyone.
All this is regrettable, but there's no cause for alarm.
That's right. Back with the Regrettable Podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Massey. Of course, with me, both excellent co-hosts, the legendary Jay Lindley. How are you, sir?
What's up, homie?
And of course, my brother, Patrick Massey. That's what they used to call him.
And yep. Most regrettable.
Feeling pressure. All right, there we go. Regrettable Podcast. Dude, is that funny or not?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Feeling pressure. Yeah. You see that, Jay Lindley?
I did not.
It's having a techno band without a computer.
Yeah. It's like these dudes who do tech. I've seen it like everywhere now.
Yeah.
It must have just gotten viral or something, but it's these dudes who, I guess they do techno music, but every once in a while they'll do a video where they're not using any computer or techno. Like, one dude's like banging on a trash can, the other guy's sitting there with like a mandolin.
Yeah.
And then this one dude is just sitting there with a pressure washer, and he make like a techno song. Like, the dude with the pressure washer is like,
good. I listened to it like 5 times.
Me too.
I was like, that's pretty cool. Catchy.
Yeah.
The pressure washer makes it awesome.
It does. Yeah. Pressure washer sounds awesome. And every once in a while, just like a techno song, he brings up like the mic and he goes, feeling pressure. Feeling pressure.
That's pretty cool.
It's pretty funny, dude.
I'm gonna check it out.
Yeah. Oh man. But
looks
yeah,
like we're the kind of guys that would have a techno band for
definitely,
sure.
Definitely, 100%.
I did a little techno in my day.
Sinewy.
I called it house stuff.
Real sinewy.
Real sinewy.
I guess there is quite the difference between techno and house music. I get that.
Yeah, for sure.
But when I went into it,
casual.
Yeah, exactly. I was so casual. I was like, what's the difference?
Yeah. Yeah. House music is usually using like what? Like swing music samples like from polka and stuff or whatever.
And then you know? Put your dubstep over top of
yes.
it.
No. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought house music was just Daft Punk.
That's house music.
That's
yeah.
perfect example.
French origin, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
Of a French origin.
I would have to say that house music was my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Of the grouping of that techno
EDM.
Era. EDM, yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
you. I don't like techno that much.
Nah.
And then some of that drum and bass stuff or whatever. Skrillex?
I don't mind it. I mean, it was very cliche.
Mm-hmm.
Skrillex specifically was very cliche, but.
Did that one song for that Far Cry game.
Oh, yeah. With Damian Marley.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Burned him up.
Yeah.
Now people of the world.
Yeah.
I think probably my favorite part of all the Skrillex songs, if you call them that,
mm-hmm.
All the Skrillex music was, oh my God. You know,
which one's that?
It was like the kid that just died in Call of Duty or whatever.
Right.
And it's a clip of him saying, oh my God.
Oh yeah.
And made a whole song out
yes,
of that.
Yes. And
yeah.
It's like, that's like the break. It's
yeah.
like, oh yeah. my God.
Yeah. There's this other form of EDM called psytrance. That stuff is crazy.
Really?
They make that all on mushrooms or whatever. And it goes hard sometimes. And there's this one song that I really like called Maximum Overdrive. And okay. it just gets you going, dude. It's like, dun 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 like that, that whole thing. And then every once in a while, like everything drops and it goes Maximum Overdrive. And then it kicks into
yep.
just like the movie.
What an awful movie, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course, Stephen King. That was like, he didn't have much of an idea at that moment. He was like a comet comes through and like trucks come alive.
Yeah. And start killing people.
Yeah.
Eating them.
And then Emilio Estevez shoots one with a rocket launcher.
Yeah.
Perfect. That's a movie.
Sounds good, Steve. Let's get going on it.
Yeah.
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 Well, I always loved that Keel and Peele.
Yeah. Or Key and Peele.
Key and Peele.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
Keel
I was going to mess
Keel
that up. That great little skit they did about dubstep when I believe Key comes over and Peele is like, hey, have you heard of dubstep? And they're like, no, what is this? And they put it on. He's like, okay. He's like, wait for the drop. When it happens, I mean, all of a sudden they're like both in like a schizophrenic trance
yeah.
and bleeding
yeah.
out both nostrils, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a great skit.
I think I've seen one, some random, you know, YouTube type skit or something where it never actually drops. Like it's
oh,
just perpetually
yes.
in there.
Yeah, and they're all waiting.
Yeah. Suck. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
I've actually seen, maybe it was put on, but I've seen one like that of a whole club. And and it's like a wave. The front row always is like, all right, when is it, you know,
yeah.
they look up to the DJ. But
yeah.
then it's like, everybody starts looking up. And then the whole, it's like a crowd of people looking
Let's
at
go.
You. And that was, I guess that was the point of their whole clip.
Yeah. But DJs really have like everybody's mental state in their hands.
This is true. This is very true.
When they don't want to drop it, you know? They could just,
But that one with Damian Marley and Skrillex, great song.
The fire make me burn them.
Yeah, yes. Check it out. You know, this is my favorite line nowadays. I'm going to end your week like a Sunday.
Okay, I like that.
Pretty good.
Whatever that means, I don't know.
My favorite line in country music recently was from Parker McCollum.
Yeah.
He said, I told myself to quit drinking, but I don't listen to drunks. Mm. So that was awesome.
Yeah,
and then
that's a good
one. But in here recently, it's more wholesome though. You guys know me, Tim McGraw. His latest song, I forgot the name of it. It's not a great song, but has one great line. It says, "Live like a dollar and a clock ain't in or doesn't have control." Basically, live like a dollar and a clock ain't telling you how to do it. You know?
Right.
I was like, all right.
Yeah. I mean, like, use your credit card and worry about it later.
Exactly. I think that's the point.
I was thinking my heart's like a truck.
Live like a dollar and a clock, don't own it.
Mm. I think Wheezy really is the king of stuff like, I can't think of any off the top of my head, but it usually be like, I never cleaned a chicken, so I'll just wing it or something like that. You know, it's like, it's always something stupid.
Yeah.
You know,
I like it.
So, Lil Wayne for those of you who don't know who Wheezy is.
Oh, okay.
That's
is that
accepted.
His new identity or
no it's always he's always been Wheezy since before Carter One. I would say
since 800 degrees whatever it was.
Wheezy.
I think it was it Birdman that gave him that nickname,
probably.
Yeah,
that sounds right.
His dad.
Yeah,
I throw the quotations up.
Put some speck on my name.
Put some speck on his dad's name.
I ain't gonna say it no more. Never seen such a gangster-looking guy look 5 years old.
Exactly.
who isn't allowed any cookies for breakfast.
As someone who wouldn't talk smack to Birdman,
I really. I might get fucked up. I might get fucked up.
I don't think you would though.
Yeah, I don't. Think so.
I think he is all talk and no. Action now. Because
you're talking about this incident with Charlemagne podcast.
Yeah,
okay.
Like, he just comes in.
I'm a DJ. Why are you going to do it to a radio man?
Yeah.
Why don't you do it to other gangsters?
He takes his glasses off, puts them back on, takes them off again, then puts them back on. Like, it's really a. I think they'll show that video in 10 years in like psychology, like body language analysis and stuff.
That's a great point.
Because he came in like
with very little
over,
self-confidence.
No self-confidence. And he came in like just super over the top. Like,
had his whole crew with him, right?
Yeah. Yes. Shuffle 10 guys in. Who your crew looks way less hard when they have to like.
They're still in high.
They're
like dodging truancy officers.
Yeah.
Because they're missing their high school chemistry class. Right.
Yeah. Sits down, takes those off, puts those back on, puts some speck on my name.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna say it no mo. Crosses his arms.
Did he say put some specs on his face? Because he's done that.
Yeah,
already.
Yeah. Three times, actually. Put some speck on my face.
That's right.
The memes, dude.
Oh, my
God. The memes were great.
They were
after
relentless.
That. Yeah, for
that
sure.
That proves to you that internet don't care who you are.
Yeah.
They will. Because at one point, he was one of the, one of the more prolific artists to come out of New Orleans. Mm-hmm. And of course, Wheezy surpassed him and all of them by 10,000 fold. Yeah. But
he put them all on, like, right?
Well, I mean, if you think about it, yes, you're right in a sense because he was part of the original.
Mm-hmm.
But it was Juvenile
that
put them all on with that.
I think it was the best out of all of them to me.
Really? Honestly. See, yeah. I'm not going to argue with you on that because I thought Juvenile was legit. Mm-hmm. But then somebody gave me a very specific point about his raps, and I went back and listened.
Is it very 1-2-3 or what?
Well, like, if you look at if you can rhyme one word 1,000 times in a song,
I like that though. Sometimes I like that. Ignorant.
I didn't mind that. So I love that song.
Yeah,
You know what I mean? But it'd be like Ta-da-da-na, ha.
Yeah.
You know, she got a big booty, ha.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? It was like, it rhymed, ha.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. That's all it was. Yeah, yeah. yeah. You could yeah. say, I do my taxes, ha.
Exactly.
You don't even have to say, I'm putting on brackets, ha. Like, yeah. you don't have to say that. You just, yeah. I'm doing my taxes, ha. I went and see my girl, ha. Yeah.
I think I'll just say, nah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Nah.
It was, it was a good song. It was catchy. Was great. It was yeah, catchy. Yeah. The song, the lyrics, garbage.
Yeah.
It was a catchy piece of music.
For sure. Yep. Juvenile was the man.
Yeah. What was, it? Was 800 degrees or 400 degrees? What was the
something
album?
Like that?
Something
like
degrees
that.
Yeah. with a Z.
I'm neophyte in a lot of that type of stuff, which Ooh. Means I'm new. Like oh, I don't you know I haven't explored it as well as I should. Because back in the day, I used to think Wheezy was like that was bad.
Really?
That was bad to me.
I got you.
Yeah, that was bad rap.
Understood.
But later on, I was able to appreciate it for what it
well,
was.
Well, it kind of was like back in the Cash Money Records days,
it was,
right?
Yeah. What? It was like their point.
With like Big Timers and yeah, yeah. all that oh, yeah, shit yeah. back there.
Oh, the CDs were so gaudy.
They were, yeah,
oh, they were awful. I think our mother designed half of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Love it.
Or like until they were like, yo, I can do that. Like put a...
They put that was her early Photoshop days of graphic design.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, that was her friend, just yeah. fresh out of Germany making yeah. album covers for Yo, rap artists in our. In,
my grandmom's gave me her old iMac, and it got yeah. it got
with,
like you know
with the bling font.
Yeah,
the bling font.
Yeah, the bling font.
You know what I'm saying?
I just got to take this picture. Let's not crop it.
Absolutely
let's not,
not
like cut me out of it. Let's keep the white background behind it, and it just goes over the chains.
Absolutely.
And like, yeah, yeah. I loved it. Oh, come on.
Great stuff.
Such low effort.
Yep. And they sold millions of those.
Of course.
It's crazy.
At the back of a, you know, Slim Thug. Slim Thug is the greatest
King
at that.
That
King
think.
Of, yeah. I'm just going to put all this on cassette 3-6 tapes.
3-6 Mafia did that.
Yeah, too, for sure. For sure. How much they've changed.
Wow. They yeah. are now sellouts. I wouldn't
really?
Say that. Juicy J had a birthday yesterday, so
yeah,
I wouldn't say that. But
I said, Greg Revels was like, yeah, it's Juicy J's birthday, whoever that is.
He was
is.
Trying to make fun
like,
of him.
Yeah, I was like, come on, dude, that's 3-6 Mafia.
On,
and then
Greg.
After I said that, I was like, wait, I don't think you should say 3-6 on a country
music
radio station. People are like, what?
Yeah, at least yeah. you didn't
John
say triple
3-6
six.
Or something.
John
that's
3-6.
A good one. Yeah.
No, like 666.
Like 666.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, okay. Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But hopefully nobody's smart
John
enough 3, to put 16. Those together. Yeah.
That's what it is. Sorry.
I was
Two
I was,
Corinthians.
Two Corinthians.
Two Corinthians walk into a bar.
I was trying to be all ecumenical there.
Yeah, no.
Dude, y'all both thought us. I'm going to have to start. Okay, I'm going to look at the dictionary.
Yeah.
I'm going to come up with a word I can use
yeah.
that
is
I don't
stump
know.
Us?
That
okay.
y'all know. Y'all probably know them. That's what I'm saying. Y'all come up with. I have noticed in maybe 50 or 60 episodes, y'all have said a word that I had to look up later.
Yeah, you just rolled on.
Yeah,
past.
I was like, oh, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know what I was agreeing to, but.
Yeah. Yeah. I try and look up when I read. I try and look up every word I don't understand, but then sometimes I'm just like, ugh.
My dad does
I don't
that.
Care. I'll never use that word.
My dad has preached doing that.
Yeah.
He's like, if you don't understand a word, look it up in the dictionary.
Yeah.
He said, and, but he, you know what he says now? He's like, don't look it up in today's dictionary.
Oh,
look
yeah.
it up in a 1950s
yeah, don't look,
Webster.
Go to Urban Dictionary.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. What's the last word you had to look up?
Yeah.
Loquacious.
Loquacious.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Very talkative.
Yeah. 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 I had to look that, and I thought I knew. Like you know how you have yeah. an understanding of a word without being able to actually, yes, verbalize it or whatever.
Sure,
articulate it rather.
What?
What?
Magnanimous too. This one person is like using it all
yes.
over the place in their book.
Very forgiving.
Magnanimous. Magnanimous. It's like you've used that more than once. Even use
you're
it once,
off.
Yeah.
You're,
no, you just learned it.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
yeah. yeah. Or the, yeah, that,
sure.
yeah, definitely,
sure.
yeah.
Or you're
you
writing
just
with
use
a thesaurus. Yeah.
Yes.
yeah,
yes.
Like if you read it once in a book, you're like, chill,
right?
And then it's on the next page, and then the next page, and you're like, okay,
they
all
just
right,
figured out
yeah,
one,
yeah.
Right.
You just that's
a great
insane.
Thing. We could all use a little more magnanimity.
There you go.
Magnanimity. Magnanimity.
Mag. Yeah, whatever that is.
Maga.
Yeah.
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 yeah, yeah.
Maganatomy.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, boy.
I had somebody text me and say that they really appreciated the stance, I guess you could say, about the presidents, both the fact that we bash and you know I don't know I don't know how they
mm-hmm.
it was very clear when they said it, but basically, they were like, look, I'm a Trump fan,
mm-hmm.
but I appreciate the way y'all talk about Trump. Like, this is what he did good. This is what we didn't like. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Of course.
Versus all hate or all love.
Indictment and stuff this week.
Yeah, that did happen.
Yeah, that happened. And the history, man, I still like have such a, I struggle to even give two shits about it, to be honest.
I think the average American's tired of hearing about it.
I really think so. You know, you saw like CNN, MSNBC, the mainstream media, they set up, they like camped out for days out in front of Mar-a-Lago waiting for the announcement of if Alvin Bragg was actually going to file the indictment or not.
Right.
And it was just taking its time and stuff. But as far as like, protesters, counter-protesters, it was like 30 people out there. You know, like nobody cares anymore. Yeah. It's Donald Trump. Of course he paid some hush money to a porn store. Is it illegal? As illegal as they said that it is? Probably not.
Mm. That's the perfect representation of how many people care about it.
Yeah, 30 people in the United States.
How many people in the quote-unquote insurrection? How many thousand? Mm. There was a couple thousand, 3,000 people that showed up?
Yeah.
4,000?
1,500 or something?
I don't know. But that just kind of shows you the contrast of 30 people on each side, 60 people versus 1,500 people that show up.
Yeah.
I think that less people care today than did 2 years ago.
Sure. And I don't know. Could you imagine being a person who's like hanging on Trump getting, like, how many times now have you been disappointed?
Exactly. The whole progressive left is hanging on this right now.
But for how many things? Like, so the Mueller report.
Yeah.
That's the first one. And they were like, all right, we'll get him on the next one. And then the Capitol riot.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, this has surely got to do it. Okay, that one did it. So here comes hush money, you know, or Avenatti was going to get him
years
ago.
Oh,
right?
My goodness. Yeah. Avenatti, yeah.
Forgot about that.
It turns out
he was worse than all of
these
them.
These characters that just enter the picture and then quickly just fade away into obscurity. Yeah. Well, Avenatti, it turns out what he was like bilking clients out of money, and he was
lawyer things, worse than anybody.
Total lawyer thing. Saul Goodman would be like, at least I'm not that guy. Yeah. At least I'm not Michael Avenatti. Sure.
Well, that guy was skeeve.
But this whole like Alvin Bragg case against Trump's based off Michael Cohen. Do we not realize that that guy is, let's just say, an unreliable narrator?
Yeah, for sure.
That's the best way to.
Yeah. The day after he got fired by Trump or whatever he did. Well, he was fired. Yeah. He was like, oh, he's crazy. He's crazy.
Just disgruntled employee.
Exactly. Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, that, which is a great defense in these type of situations, is when you have, oh, this is all just because of some nonsense that a disgruntled employee is saying. Mm-hmm. That's totally what this whole case is based off of.
Well, gentlemen, we're men here. We all have a penis.
Don't do that.
I can't do that.
No.
Not anymore. You're identifying differently. Okay.
I might be in the process of transition.
Right. Well, you never know.
I think if we were you and I are married, but if you're married happily, okay. If we're all married,
pretty much married.
I mean, come on. If we're all married happily, and we cheated with a porn star or a hooker or whoever, whatever, we cheated, and we didn't want to lose our wife and our family,
we had an extra $130,000 laying around.
I would pay it.
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah.
To make sure my family didn't hear, because that's
if you're
going to
do that,
really just to the National Enquirer, like, you know, would you please just not publish this one?
Can I buy those photos, please?
Just I could imagine anybody who's been hanging on for the past 6 years, or 7 years, or however long it's been now, for Trump to get some sort of seven years. Yeah. Wow. I can't believe that.
This was statute of limitations is totally in play in this whole thing. That's how long it's been.
Yeah,
sorry,
that's crazy. Well, I mean, 7 years in general is hoping Trump will, the judicial system will take care of him.
Yeah.
Or just trip up.
How much does your neck hurt after failed attempt after fail? And by the way, he's like he's like a Saiyan, Trump. Every time you almost beat him to death, he gets stronger.
Is that from Dragon Ball Z?
Dragon Ball Z. Okay. Yeah, like it. Goku or whatever, right? Yeah. If you almost kill him, then they get stronger. I think that's in the Saiyan handbook.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
So he becomes...
You can beat him down, and then the vindication, it's just his blood flows red, white, and blue.
That's what, like, I've been so
disappointed. It's more like gravy.
Yeah. All right. I've kind of been thinking I maybe was going to vote Republican in this next election, because I thought that Ron DeSantis was going to be the top nominee.
Is he not?
But he, Ron DeSantis has been full front, like, oh, this whole case against Trump is ridiculous. He was saying that before he even saw the indictment,
okay.
Which, yeah, we've seen the indictment. It's just like a Kinko's indictment, which means that there's 34 counts of just because there's 34 pieces of paper that, that all tie to the same thing.
There's 130 counts.
Yeah.
130,000 counts.
Yeah, because exactly. There was 130. Yeah. That's how many copies was made at Kinko's.
Yeah.
That's literally all it is. But he was, even before then, he was just like, oh, this is all ridiculous. He's pretty much just been like, Trump's the greatest guy ever.
Right.
But I'm going to run against him in 2024. Mm-hmm. Like, he's pretty much said, like, don't vote for me. Vote for Trump. He should be.
But yet I'm still going to raise $30 million.
In the first quarter.
Wasted.
First,
yeah, but, hey, that's so far.
Jeb Bush raised like $60 million in his first quarter.
But he was actively, you know, trying to fight Trump, saying this guy's not good.
Even that was before Trump was even considered a serious candidate.
And is that the best avenue to take? And here's why I say that. Because let's say you're a supporter of Trump. Mm-hmm. No holds barred, I'm a supporter of Trump guy, okay?
Said Biden was too old, but Trump's okay.
Exactly. But
like 6 months difference. Like,
yeah.
Biden acts a lot older than Trump. That's true.
100%. Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're a very different 78 or however freaking old.
80.
But, yeah. 80. Yeah, exactly. But here's what I'm saying. So you show your support for the man that all these people will follow no matter what, mm-hmm. okay? But there are a lot of people, obviously, that voted... I wanted Trump to be different, but apparently he was a little too gruff for me. I'm going to go ahead and vote for this Joe Byron guy and see if he's any better. Oh, nope. Joe Byron wasn't it. Mm-hmm.
You have a DeSantis option.
Yeah, so now you have – so what I'm saying is, so DeSantis is not Trump. He is a political Republican.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So maybe there will be more people like, I don't want the Dems this year because we had that. We didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want Trump because we had that. And yes, we kind of liked some of the stuff. He did stuff.
He's a loser.
But he did good. He did some business things for the country.
Yeah.
He did.
Trump?
He did. Yeah, Trump.
Mm.
Yeah. He did some business things for the country.
Not even, like, not close to the bar. Like, people are like, oh, he's going to.
He's so great. I know, yeah. But he kind of stunk. Some things.
But he did. That's my biggest takeaway from it.
He didn't do anything.
He didn't do anything.
Yeah. Right.
You're 100% right on some
unless
things.
Unless you're about building the wall and not completing it. Then you're cool.
Yeah.
Then when? Building upon the wall that was already there, like, all right, this is too expensive concrete. We'll just put up shipping containers.
But for
that, that was
the
Arizona governor.
Yeah.
It wasn't even Trump. That was the Arizona governor who's like, well, Trump didn't finish this. I guess I'll just put all these shipping containers.
Any of the border states were like, have you seen? There's already something here.
Yeah, it's a bit of a wall.
Yeah.
But for those 20 million people that got out and voted because they were tired of what was in there and they wanted something new. Maybe those are the voters that DeSantis is going after by supporting Trump, but saying we don't
the fencers, right?
Exactly.
Which is still, they're still out there, you know? Absolutely.
Let me ask, because
he's extremely popular in Florida. Let me just say that.
True.
He won by like 4 points
when he got
elected, and something like 16 or 18 points when he got reelected. So he's very popular.
And if guys like us are saying DeSantis may not be a bad choice, think about it. You know what I mean? Because I don't think the three of us hold that thought, because I don't want to throw you off. But
which thought?
The one you had right before
talking. Oh, yeah, you're fine.
No, I don't think we're going to vote party lines, the three of us.
No.
I think we're going to vote for the man.
I'm done with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I'm too old for that now.
So I think that may be better off.
I've said things.
Power on.
Under pressure.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, it did do it now.
Power on.
That kind of sounds like your
power off.
Power on.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry.
Yeah.
Feeling pressure.
This is the best part, though.
Hello. Hello. One, two. Ladies and gentlemen.
This Thursday.
Yeah. We're standard. Here at Dodgers Stadium.
Yeah. But the echo, that's got echo, and it's fun. I got that because I was the first registrar at the OAB convention this year.
Aww.
It was a present from Nancy Strube, the president of the OAB.
Nice.
Whoa.
Oklahoma Association of Broadcasters, you may not know that.
We're here, Dodgers Radio. Ready.
Yeah. It's Dodgers.
I meant to say the stadium. Yeah. Power, pressure off.
Yeah. What did Charles Lindbergh just complete his transatlantic fight? Yeah, like, yeah. His down transatlantic goes. Fight? He's yeah. fighting somebody on the Spirit of St. Louis the whole time? That would have been awesome. And he still flew across the
yeah.
ocean?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's fighting Osama bin Laden in the back?
Yeah, yeah.
Senior. Osama bin Laden.
Yeah,
senior.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Yeah. Duh. Bin Laden or Ben Laden?
Ben.
Ben. Yeah, Ben Laden.
Yeah. the next vowel was in this mm-hmm. section.
Yeah, you know, yeah, there's yeah. probably like a 100,000 Ben Ladens yeah, in the United Laden. States.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Dude, he's a shirt maker in Manhattan.
If you're listening Manhattan. And your name yeah. is Ben Laden, yeah. holla.
Go to Ben Laden's. He's got great fabrics.
Silk, baby.
Yeah. But here's the thing about where was I?
Trump.
It was Trumpian. Yeah. Yeah, it was some or other.
I did cut him off.
Are you going full blown MAGA?
No. 2024? No, no. Here. I said something forever ago that I'm like regretting now is that. And this was a super dumb thing to say.
Wow, what an adult thing to right? You, yeah. you are almost 30, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah.
Were we intoxicated, though?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. And you know what? I could have told you this was dumb 2 years ago or 3 years ago, but when Trump was, you know, elected and all that stuff was going on, or like, let's say around like Charlottesville or whatever, the you know, when all those KKK people marched, yeah. right? This is yeah. why I shouldn't even be talking about that. Charlotte. Yeah. When Charlottetown. Big little Charlottesville. That place happened.
There was Charlesburg.
Yeah, Charles.
Charlotte City, USA.
Charlotte Land.
Yeah. Yeah.
when Charlotte World happened, I was like, everybody
was
Florida
like, or California? Yeah.
That's the Florida one.
I was messing yeah. those two up.
Yeah. Over Texas.
Yeah. When well, when that happened and everybody was like, you know, and Trump was like, hey, there's good people on both sides or whatever he said.
Gotcha.
Everybody was like, you know, everybody on the left was like, you're all Nazis, you know, and they're like, no, yeah. And then they said, listen, if you voted for Trump, you have to then
be a Nazi.
You have to then be a Nazi. You have to at least say your buddy's a Nazi. Okay. At the least.
Yeah.
So you're friends with Nazis. Yeah.
Some of my best friends believe in the final solution.
Yeah. Like you go ahead and co-assign to all that stuff just because you voted for Trump, right?
Yeah.
And I was kind of like, yeah. For some reason. I don't remember why.
Really?
I don't remember why. I don't remember. It just made sense. I know it's a screwed up thing to say nowadays and you're not, but I'm against Nazis. I know that's like a, you know.
What?
Wow, I was wondering. Yeah, I wasn't entirely yeah. sure.
I'm yeah. fully against them.
You guys' stance on Russia. I was curious.
Yeah, yeah.
I love
I'm
it.
Fully
don't
against
label
them.
Him under that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm still a big Russia fan.
I just want to be friends with Russia.
Are you done with that thought?
No, okay, no, because it's stupid. Because
I have a China question about for you. Go ahead.
Oh,
sorry. Right, no, yeah, sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Yes.
It was a stupid thing because now I have to, just because I've voted Democrat, I have to now sign off on transgendered people sticking their non-penises in my mouth. Like, I have to sign off on that. I have to say that's okay with me now.
Well, I'll take your point. I think I was with you when that happened, but there was still like something in my mind. It's like when he said there's good people on both sides, he was just he was trying to do was de-escalate a situation.
Could it be you know? He meant both sides of the Republican Democrat Party?
No, he was talking about
that particular protest.
The protesters and the counter-protesters. Because it was there was a counter-protest. I believe what happened, because there was a death involved with a immediately following that.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
Charlottesville. I don't even
remember. That's all he's thinking about.
You totally messed me up.
Dude.
Yeah. Whatever.
Tinkertown.
Yeah.
Whenever it was Tinkertown.
Whatever that was.
Yeah, that place.
Yeah, that place. South Carolina.
East Carolina.
Virginia.
It was in East Carolina.
Southeast
Carolina. Yeah, Southeast Carolina.
If we don't visit Dollywood soon, I'm going to be mad.
Yeah, Dolly World.
But it was like a counter-protest against the neo-Nazis or KKK or whatever. It's like, why? Which, just a quick aside, the fact that those are even around anymore. I mean,
they're not.
That's a good point.
They just got a flag, right?
Well, yeah.
They were marching, though.
I don't know. Like, get with the times, y'all. But in any case, it was a counter-protest. Somebody drove a car into the midst of it, and a young woman was killed afterwards. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where this whole, like, that's immediately after was like, well, there's there's good people on both sides, and what was not said is that there's bad people on both sides, which I mean, certain both of those
so
things
there's
are,
definitely,
are true. So
there's definitely good KKK members. Is what
that's what I mean. That's I mean, a, how else are
that's
you
what
supposed
the
to?
That's what the left immediately came
right.
back with. Right.
And anybody else, like I mean, I get it's a nuanced thing, but.
Yeah,
it's just and like it's, defund the police. Like it's a bad. Came out of the gate.
Yeah,
and
with
he,
bad words
and he perfect. Stumbles out of the gate.
And it was just to. Oh yes. Goodness, this is probably the worst thing I'm ever going to say here. Uh-oh. But
here we go.
It's just like the January 6th insurrection. There's plenty of people who are good people who just got caught up in a situation, and when it's just good people on both sides, you probably had a lot of people come out to that who were just like,
anti-America.
Man, I love America. I love the history of America. I love what America means, and what I'm seeing from the other side is a direct attack on everything that is America and everything that America stands for.
I can't absolve you completely of a mob mentality, though. I mean, no, what if they had gotten hold of, like, Nancy Pelosi? What would
they would have ripped her apart.
Yeah. Oh.
Seriously.
Like,
they would have.
What movie is that?
There's a lot of people
that
would
have apart.
They would have felt like, bad about it, but yeah, they would have done it.
I wish I wouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
Well, I got caught up in the moment.
Yeah, yeah.
Her arm was here. I grabbed the pee. I grabbed some. Yeah.
She was wearing that long pantsuit skirt. Surf hall.
She'd been wearing a dress.
Yeah. Like where she goes down to the crowd and then all you see is her arm.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Like that.
Her
you know?
Scalp.
Yeah. Yeah. Got yeah. Yeah. That's the I'm totally with you. I think that was a band of hooligans. But like, I mean, you know, it was a band of hooligans who did something like a reprehensible crime type thing. You know?
Sure, sure.
But I mean, we see eye to eye on this. I think there was a lot of things that, you know, we could have just been like, hey, listen, let a small jail stint for all these guys and then get them out. Like, they weren't insurrectionists. Right. They didn't know what they were doing.
And not all of them broke in and broke stuff. And some of them just stood out and said, we want Trump.
Yeah.
But whatever, you know what I mean? So. Yeah.
And none of them, I mean, besides maybe like the QAnon shaman, was certain that like all of a sudden the Joint Chiefs of Staff of the American military was going to be like, yeah, okay, let's go with these people.
Right. Didn't
yeah,
get, like,
the guy
years?
With the Auschwitz sweater the bison headed.
That guy.
Yeah, that guy and all those people would be like, let's go with them. Let's bring our military back those guys.
We got.
I don't think anybody thought that was going to happen.
I mean, but that's the thing. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you. What if they would have sent the military in for a nice mowing spree on those people? Like what?
Oh man,
like
how, we would still be
dealing with that. Yeah,
like a Bloody Sunday kind of situation.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But
exactly.
We got like a firsthand. The three of us. You were around. Yeah.
That day,
we were
that
all
first,
that day.
It was like our and second first, podcast, right?
Yeah.
Well, we had kind of pilot episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was our first.
That was
sit
our
down
first. Yeah.
It.
We
yeah,
had a pilot.
For sure.
And the first, and
that day, we were like watching it. Like, is America still a thing?
Yeah.
Like, but then that Friday,
we were as Johnny on the spot as could have been. Mm-hmm. I think we were all just like, well, let's see. You know, this is probably not as crazy as what
our words
is what it seems like
actually have panned out.
I think they've held up over time.
Yes, exactly.
For sure. Sorry,
but we have to also take in consideration the people who were there on the opposite side. We got firsthand. Like I feel like we broke the sword story with Bruce Westerman.
Totally.
Yep. We talked to our congressman the next day, which we do on our radio show, and he was like, those are really his people. You know, that
and
broke in.
He was
in.
Scared.
He was terrified. He said he was in, he locked himself in a bathroom with a saber he took off the wall, some cavalry saber.
It was like a Marine
like,
saber, like
or,
a
yeah,
decorative.
Yeah,
like standing on the toilet with that in his hand.
Ready to slice down the next guy with a buffalo head who comes in.
Either he had a mouse or there was somebody riding.
Yeah. So our guy who routinely comes onto our show every Friday and says the Democrats are doing
college football. So you know the little chump?
Yeah. He's you know, he's a Republican's Republican, you know, classic guy, right?
Yep.
Sometimes says my friends from the other side. He lets that slip out. He's like, dang it, that's so 2010 of me. Fergie told me that, you know. I'm so 2008, you're so 2000 late or whatever. You know, and he was like, dude, I was ready to, you know, chop a man in half.
Yeah,
the next man who ran in.
I thought, when I approached that interview with him, this was we recorded. I believe that it was Wednesday.
Yep.
January 6th, I believe, was a Wednesday. We recorded that day. Mm. You know, the Congress was convening to certify the election results. We interviewed him on Friday, and I was just like, oh, so what about that silly thing at the Capitol the other day? And he's like, well, Patrick, let me tell you, there was nothing silly about it, okay? Yeah. I was sitting there, I was locked in a bathroom with people pounding on the door while I had a cavalry saber in my hand ready to, you know.
Yeah, and to tell you why these people are not educated political activists, they would have just saw him and ripped him apart. Being like, does he have a blue tie or a red tie? I don't care.
He was in Kevin McCarthy's bathroom.
Yeah.
His private, the bathroom in his private office. Yeah. They
knew this difference.
I think some of them did. They were just like, oh, Kevin McCarthy's going to, he was the Senate, the House Minority Leader at the time. And he was like, sure, he's a Republican, but he's still part of the deep state. That's just going to make sure that Joe Biden gets the presidency.
So they were smart about it.
Like, he was like a fifth columnist. You know, you might hate the other side, but you know what you really hate is the person that's supposed to be on your side who's actually working for the other.
They had gallows out there ready to hang Mike
Pence. Oh, yeah.
We exposed him, too, if you think about that.
Mm-hmm.
We exposed him as a sympathizer for the left.
Mm,
think about it. Because remember when...
DW?
Bruce Westerman, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because
Matt Stevenson, right?
You can cut him out. Sorry, you can cut him out. But no, because remember when he told us that mainly all of the separation between Republicans and Democrats was for the TV? He said, we still go to the birthday parties of each other's kids.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I say he's an old school guy. Yeah. Republican's Republican. He's a C-SPAN Republican.
Exactly.
He's a Fergalicious
He's not
Republican.
A Fox News Republican.
That's what I say, one of the worst.
Actually, he is a Fox News Republican, but he doesn't buy into the extreme as much.
He's really smart. He's an engineer. He's a forester. He's got a solid education behind him. He's a grounded individual.
Yeah. So rare for Congress.
Yeah, truly. Unfortunately, yes. And looking at a broader point is we were talking on the radio yesterday about just very simple things that could make our government better. You know, and one of the things we didn't mention yesterday, and that a lot of people will point as a driving point between towards the partisanship in government right now, is that it used to be when you were a congressman or a senator, you lived in D.C. Your family moved to D.C. That meant if you're a congressman, your wife attended little social functions with the wives of the other congressmen. Mm-hmm. You went to each other's birthday parties, kids' functions.
Let the women go.
Exactly. Yeah. We will have our cigar and brandy.
Yeah. I'm talking like a long, 20 years ago. Not that long ago. You know, back when, you know, women knew their place.
Knew their value.
Yeah. But there was all this social mixing, between Democrats and Republicans on the governmental level.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now, like with Bruce Westerman, all we ever hear from is how excited he is to come back and see his family in Arkansas.
Yeah.
It's like, well, it used to be your family, even though, you're the representative for the 4th District of Arkansas, but your family is in D.C., you know, mingling with everybody else up there. And it created this, this brotherhood between other people.
Yeah.
And that's not like that anymore.
Yeah, you know? It's nothing like that anymore.
No.
You can't have no political marriage nowadays. Like back in the day, you know, you could have two, you know, people being like, oh, Bill, he's just being him, while he's like, stop the vote. Like, you would go, you can't just be like, oh, he's just being him.
Yeah.
You know,
because boys can't be boys anymore.
Yeah. He's crazy. He's just a crazy person. But there you go. There you have it. I was going to say something.
Yeah,
I don't remember what it was.
I think we launched this from the indictment.
Yeah.
Of Trump, these 34 counts. Oh my goodness. I feel like there's probably 100 different things that you probably could indict a former president on. Yep. Like this, some hush money payments. It's just stupid. It's to me. The whole thing is just ridiculous. And, you know, you brought up such a good point. I'm just going to finish on this. You brought up such a good point, Tyler, that there's a lot of people on the progressive left that are just hanging on this.
Yeah, it's a bad idea.
Desperately. And it's going to go just like the Steele dossier.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's the Mueller investigation, one thing after another. Mm-hmm. And this all ends up, it's just making mountains out of molehills. And fortunately, our judicial system is really good at determining that it's just a molehill.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm with you on that. I'm
totally with you. Anything else on political nonsense?
I'm good with politics, bro. I'm good. I mean, you know, local politics.
Let's say I don't know what you guys have been up to. I went to North Little Rock on Friday. I got there and a damn tornado hit like 30 minutes before I got there. I took a buddy of mine with me. We were all excited to spend an awesome Friday night checking out downtown Little Rock, which maybe some of our listeners have never been there before. It's got a popping downtown scene, you know, the River Market and all that.
Great Fish places market. To eat there.
Well, you know, it was before the tornado hit, I guess. Wow. So, yeah, stupid tornado ruined everything.
Ugh. I saw a couple videos on TikTok, man.
Man, it's an absolute blessing that it hit when it did. It hit about like 2:30 or 3 o'clock that afternoon when most people were still at work, because you look at the damage sustained. I mean, this hit like a huge metropolitan area. Yep. You look at the...
And that doesn't happen a lot because concrete and things of that nature.
Yeah, absolutely. You look at the houses. I mean, you look at some of these places where the tornado went through. You're like, how could anyone survive if they were in there? There's simply nobody was in there.
Exactly.
People were still in school. They were still at work and stuff. But it definitely... As I was going there, I was really excited. I was like, man, I'm going to have a lot to talk about Monday morning on the radio and on the podcast as well, you know, because the guy I went with and the guy we were staying with, a couple of partiers, they like to be out late doing all kinds of stuff. I was like, we're going to hit up all these bars. Every time I talk to either one of these guys, I got some stupid story from the last, crazy thing they did in Little Rock or something.
Okay.
And we ended up, we ordered a pizza and stayed in my buddy's apartment the whole time, because damn city was like, it was stirred up like a fire ant's nest. Yeah. We're like, we're not going anywhere. Uber was like...
It's like Del City. That's why I said I saw a couple of videos. One of them in particularly, a guy goes like into his garage, and it caught my eye first because there was a old Mustang in his garage. Right. So he walks in there, and as the tornado starts coming through, it literally goes over him. You can see like the building out kind of off, and it just like gets sucked away. You know what I mean? And then And then when it's gone, just. What, 30 seconds? Yep. He's done. He starts walking back out. There's a new car in his driveway. No clue where that came from. But the craziest part was, you know how when you're inside and you're taking a video on a camera, it brightens up everything inside, but everything bright outside is dark. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then when you walk outside, that change shows you everything outside. It's like if you see the beginning of the video, there's like a forest back there. It's green, lush, you know. And then the next video, it looks like somebody stuck a bunch of toothpicks in the ground. And that's the only
just
thing out there.
Shredded
trees. It's completely gone.
Yeah.
Literally everything was gone.
Yeah. And this tornado hit like a quarter mile to the west of where my buddy's apartment was. I was like, dude, what did you see? And he's like, I had no idea it was even happening. I was just watching TV. And we talked to his neighbor.
Da-da-dum, da-da-dum.
Yeah. Yeah. He's on the third story of this apartment complex. We were yelling back and forth to his neighbor who was on the other side of this apartment complex. And he's like, dude, I watched the whole thing. The tornado come right by.
Dude,
It wasn't that cool. He had like some kind of, he was like a traveling doctor. He had some weird accent. I don't know. He's from Dutchland or something.
Talk American.
Yeah. I hate to say, like, being somebody that's lived outside of America, I was born outside of America and lived outside of America for a while, that I should be able to, like, be able to understand people's foreign accents. Mm-hmm. I could only understand like a quarter of what this guy said. His accent was so thick.
It took 5 years.
I was like really frustrating. It was listening to this guy. I was like, man, I really want to know what you're saying, but you got some stupid accent, dude.
It took 5 years of living across the street from Pino, a fresh immigrant from Cuba, to understand his accent. 5 years.
I can imagine.
And I was friends with his son.
But the Cubano accent.
Cuban's heavy.
Yeah. He's constantly like nodding your head, like, see,
yes, sir. And he was a playboy too. He ended up, it's a true story, across the street from where I grew up, he ended up getting shot by a woman's husband because he was such a playboy.
Sure.
He drove those big old boat Cadillacs.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? The ones that would float on the street. But so apparently he was having an affair with some woman. Her husband came into the house. He locked himself in the pantry. Dude just shot through the pantry.
Dang. Killed him.
Ooh. Murdered him right there in the house across the street from my house, what I grew up in. Yeah.
How'd you feel about that? You're like,
I heard about it, you know, because I wasn't living there anymore. I was an adult. Okay, yeah. You know, so I wasn't living there anymore. So I heard about it. I was like, well, my brother told me about it. He owns the house that we grew up in. He was like, "Did you and Pino die?" I was like, "What?"
Dang.
He's like, "Yeah." Because Anthony, his son, was one of our good friends, you know.
Anthony.
Not that Anthony.
Not that
different Anthony.
Anthony.
Yeah. Octave's
See, I knew Anthony. I knew a secondary Anthony who was some bullshit.
It makes you wonder, like, or makes you think a little bit of sometimes what your neighbors are up to. A place we lived in Canada, we lived in a duplex, and on the other side of the duplex is this super friendly Indian guy. East Indian guy and his family. And then just like.
Their chicken?
Yeah. He was just nice. It was a nice family as could be. Well, years later, you know, after I think I was already living down here in the States. You were all were living somewhere else in Canada. You'll find out that
no, dude, we were there. We were there. Yeah,
When dude's uncle came by with the gauge and shot him down over some drug dealers. It turns out he was like a
mafia dude.
Yeah, like a Capello. Is that no? Yeah.
What is it like? You know, I think it's called like a you know. The Samoa Mafia or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
the lamb and gravy mafia. That's what it was. Yeah, he was literally a part of the East Indian Mafia.
That's crazy.
Yeah. The curry mafia. That's
what it was. I was gonna say it, but I wasn't gonna say it. You know?
Yeah.
I thought that was too
That obvious. Was the colloquial term or whatever. Yeah. The curry mafia. He was part of that. Whatever they did. Whatever they did. But he was part of that. Yeah. And he was murdered.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
By his uncle. That's craziness.
I think, I don't know if he was he murdered or was he just almost murdered?
Did he do the murdering? I don't remember.
I think he got shot crazy. And he was like on life support. I mean, he probably died.
And
I
then
think.
They like raided his house, right? And the whole thing.
Yeah.
Something happened, came out in the papers. This guy was some big shot.
Bald drugs and racketeering.
Yeah.
And all that.
Said hi to us every day.
Yeah.
You know? Literally we were in a duplex, like
separated by a wall.
Yeah, like, yeah.
That's what
never heard him through his wife in the wall or nothing like
yeah.
that. Yeah, it was nice. It was a nice gangster. Yeah,
most of them really. Yeah, are the actual
are.
Real
they
gangsters
have to be. Yeah,
leave you alone.
Yeah,
they want to be left alone.
That's how they become
exactly.
old
yep.
and still not locked up.
Good point.
Yeah,
they're not. Yeah. They're not frustrated. You know, not frustrated and need to fight you all the time.
I got the difference between the folks in the game and just the innocent bystanders.
Yeah.
We were just a poor Canadian white family, you know, they were just innocent bystanders. We had no threat to pose. Honestly, we probably all we did was benefit that guy.
Yeah,
is by having us as neighbors.
Good point.
Yeah,
you lend some credibility as a citizen of the area.
Yeah,
you know, just a person doing.
If they
this
ever thing. Police came by our house and asked, "Oh, what about this guy that lives on the other side of the wall from you?" It's the nicest
seems
guy
awesome.
In the world. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Invites us over to. Curried tofu barbecues.
And you have the I guess what you would call
He doesn't
it.
Eat steak.
Yeah. I knew there was something weird about him.
Yeah.
He has what you, and you have the quote unquote white privilege that police would instantly believe you because you're a regular white family.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. We literally got to be like, he was so normal.
Yeah.
Do that whole thing.
When the news came by.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you're like, I
never
would have
expected. Yeah. Wait, I got to do something that is extremely distasteful and that I don't want to do. And you guys are going to, we're
not
probably,
bringing him up again.
No.
Okay. You got a letter?
No. No. I want to.
Really?
I want to
now we
so
need
bad.
To? Because you said you wouldn't last week.
All right. One last thing.
Okay.
About
we will.
Later. No, but here's the thing.
Okay.
We're going to have to make this the shortest episode of Regrettable ever, I think.
Okay.
I really think. I'm going
to
have to
get
leave.
Home, don't you?
Do
you
get, I do.
Did you get allergies all of a sudden?
Yeah. I'm like, all of a sudden. No, I'm going to have to, we're going to have to cut this off in like 5 minutes.
Okay.
If that's okay.
I don't hurt my feelings.
All right. Five minutes.
I hate that. But.
Yeah, me too. Because this is on a roll.
I love
it. And I've
this.
Got two. I haven't even got to what I wanted to talk about.
Right? What'd you want to talk about?
Trump. Or wait, no, we did that already. No, Country Boy Kev. I didn't want to talk about this, but you just brought it up.
I know, right?
Here, I'll say one more thing. Maybe I'll give a little tidbit every now and then.
Okay.
He keeps tagging Jelly Roll in his post, being like, me and you, brother, came from the slums and the underground, and now look at us now. And,
the slums
and nope,
of Texarkana?
Yeah, the slums of Texarkana for him. But, like, it doesn't – let me just throw one quick aside out there because I know you listen. It doesn't work if you just tag a way more successful person in your thing hoping that they, like, are like, ah, you know.
You're right.
It's just –
you got to tag somebody less successful than you.
He actually tagged him twice in the same post. He was like, shout out Jelly Roll tag. And then, like, we came up to, you know,
Jelly
from
Roll,
the –
came up.
Yeah, we both from the same place. He's not from Texas. I don't know. Maybe he is. But like, he was both from the gutters and this and that. And then, like, at the end, just tagged him again. I was like, that's not going to help you get to the top. All right, yeah. You're going to have to do a little more than that. But actually, no, this is a different Facebook thing.
Nashville, Tennessee.
There you go. Joe, so, yeah, not even close. unless it was Nashville, Arkansas.
Nashville, Tennessee.
Okay, there you go. Unless he was Nashville, Arkansas. This can't help
it. For this guy to compare himself to Jelly
Roll.
Come on.
Jelly Roll's a really nice guy.
He is a nice guy, and he's a good musician. If you don't hear his song 50,000 times a day.
Agreed. That's, got tired of that one.
Patrick was like, dude, that's a good song. And then the next day he's like, shut up. Shut up.
I'm with you on that one.
Yeah. Seriously. Because it literally plays twice an hour.
And now his new one's playing twice an hour.
Talking about being a long-haired son of a devil. You're bald, dude. You're totally bald. What are you talking about?
That's true. Yeah. Maybe he's talking about his beard. There you go.
Okay, maybe. Yeah.
But I got one more thing, and we only got a couple minutes. I hate this. I'm sorry, guys.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Oh, he does have Jelly Roll.
Yeah. There you go. Longer.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to cut this off short.
Oh, man.
I have one more thing when it comes to Facebook. There's a gentleman that I have invited to a couple shows before, back in the past when I used to put those on. And a very nice guy. And I'm a little worried about him. Yesterday, I saw a random post from him. So I click on the post and I start going back through the post history. He's got posts like 10 times a day. He likes each one of his own posts. It's very sad. And he's in love with some female R&B singer. Why am I blanking on her name now? Inashe or something? Or what is it? Something weird.
Okay.
And he keeps tagging her and posting pictures of him creating other accounts and harassing her. I mean, it's harassment. He thinks he's in love. All he does is talk about like how much they're going to be together and how he's going to be rich and famous soon to be with this person. And it's very weird. Like, I've seen other people get like, that's borderline harassment.
Yeah, it's not borderline. You're right. That is harassment.
Yeah, that's Tinashe.
Tinashe. Is this guy holding on to, you remember those Rosetta Stone commercials where it was about the young man who he was like 17 and he saw a picture of an Italian model and he was like, I'm going to learn Italian just so I can go to Italy and speak to this model and be with her.
It's like that Bjork guy or whatever.
That's her, isn't it?
No, the guy who was in love with her.
Oh, gotcha. My bad.
Was it Bjorn?
Bjorn.
Bjork. Bjork. I don't remember what the hell it was, but he like sent her things and she filed like a thing of harassment and then he killed himself.
Guy who shot Ronald Reagan. He was doing it to impress Jodie Foster.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy shit. Yeah. So he's literally, I'm dedicated my whole life to make this one woman feel special, and that's Tinashe. And like all this, very famous, successful person.
Yes.
This person is not. So the reason that I got into this is because he's on Facebook and he's posted this about 10 times today alone. I'm not joking. He's posted, it's like copy paste and then he shares it afterwards and he's the only one who likes it. Dear family, I need $1,000 for a trip to Los Angeles, United States for a record label deal before this Friday. It's a $1 million deal and they want to see me in person. Whoever has it can loan it to
me. But they're not
going to
fly you out there?
Yeah. So I know this gentleman.
Okay. They're not going to give you the $200 for a round trip ticket.
Yeah,
and he's a nice guy. You said
he's a very nice guy, and I feel like he is very gullible.
So
I set my phone down yesterday, and I was like, "That's weird." It was, for some reason, I had a cigarette, and it was just like eating at me. So I picked my phone back. And I'm like, "I gotta message this guy."
Okay,
and I sent him a link to common record label deal scams, and this one is copy pasted from that link. And I'm like, dude, are they asking you for a deposit? I was like, I don't know if you remember me or not. I brought you up from Phoenix a couple times. He's like, yeah. And I'm like, so are they asking you for a deposit of $1,000? He's like, yeah. And then I go out there and it's a $1.7 million deal, actually. There's not a link to this guy's music in the world. Like, he's just a local nothing.
Gotcha.
And, you know, unfortunately. And I was like, dude, don't do that. And don't borrow the money to give to a scam. I was like, this is a scam. And I sent him an email. He's like, dude, I appreciate it, but this is legit. Trust me. And I said, there's no record label in the world that's going to ask you for $1,000 so that they can sign you up for one point. It's the same. It's a Nigerian. Yeah. I have $14 million to give. I just need $10,000 to unfreeze my assets so I can give it.
So if you send me a $500 gift card, Amazon gift
iTunes.
Card. I will send you my $68 million.
Yeah, exactly. Easy, right? Just like that.
It's the exact same thing. You're right.
Yeah, I just had to bring this up, dude. It's very weird. Very weird.
Hey,
for this guy.
You could always say, hey, just talk to a guy that's been in the industry for 20 years, and he was talking about that on his show, You know, or whatever. You know, I'm trying to think of anything. He totally I'd love to wrote help me off. If I can.
Yeah. He totally wrote me off saying, dude, I appreciate it, but this is legit, and I know it's not. And this guy is going to Los Angeles tomorrow. I guarantee you he's going there tomorrow. What he's been posting 10 times a day about it. What a doofus.
I mean, complete this dope is a, rap, a rapper?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he should know, dude. We were talking yesterday or so about... I forget about this 17-year-old drill rapper out of out of Brooklyn who police see him on the streets and they're like, "That's a gun you got in your waistband, right?" And as they're trying to put him detain him or whatever, the gun goes off, shoots the rapper in the crotch, and it also like the bullet ricochets and hits a police officer. His bail is I don't even know what it is, but I know like the amount he needs to get out of jail is $250,000, and this kid's record label, he had just got signed up, hadn't even given him a record yet, but the record label advanced him $250,000 for him to hit bail.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
because so, you know why? Because now he has press.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
and now they own his life.
Exactly.
I hope so. I hope they maybe keep him in line a little bit because he just shot his dick off and a police officer with one bullet. Impressive. The point being is that this guy should realize when you have shit like that going on, record label's like, nah, we need a $1,000 deposit from you before we give you a $1.7 million. That's BS, man. Sure. That is total BS. 100%. Like, how could you possibly fall for that? That's ridiculous.
I'm worried. I don't want to see this guy, you know, well, super in the gutter now.
If you're in a situation where you believe a superstar woman will pay attention to you because you tag her on social media multiple times, I think, like you said, there's something else there. There's low gullibility. There's, you know,
I believe a mental health issue.
Maybe even maybe not mental health in the sense of there is a deficiency, but a mental health in the sense of he's not in a good place right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So I've reached out. Whatever you can get.
Yeah.
I literally gave him like 100 words of encouragement. I was like, dude, I liked you a lot. You were a good, cool guy. You keep going with your music and stuff, but this is definitely a scam. I was like, dude, this is definite. And I sent him a link. I was like, read that article. This is 100% a scam. He's like, dude, I appreciate you, but it's legit.
You know what you should do?
Hmm.
When you post this,
mm-hmm.
you should just with no words, send him a link to this episode.
Yeah. I might have to, dude. I don't want to see this happen to this guy. He's the nicest guy you could ever imagine.
Man, it's one thing when people put the wool over your eyes, but when you put the wool over your own eyes, man,
sad.
That's true. That's tough.
Got to get out of here, my friends. Laura Lindley. This dude needs Laura Lindley. Big time.
That's true.
He's a good guy, Laura. I'm going to give you his... No. She's not licensed in Arizona, but she could be.
That's true.
I bet.
I'm sure she can send a letter. No.
Yeah. Laura Lindley, attorney at law, our proud sponsor. She's the best, and we don't have a whole lot of time to give her props, but... You know her.
Next week
we'll double down.
We'll double down. And also, the best thing I could say right now is even if you don't need her aid or you're in a completely different state or country, go to Laura Lindley, attorney at law, over our page. It means more to us if you go to her page on Facebook and give her a like. She's got 5-star reviews at the wazoo. So there you go. Just leave a like and a comment.
And I've had 3 different people within this past week, the 7 days I haven't seen you fellas, ask me if we were going to do another tiki bar pop-up show.
Yeah.
And so therefore I think we should probably do this summer.
Long overdue.
This summer. Just go to the tiki bar.
Yep.
COVID last year or something.
Yeah, it was totally. COVID. It was
totally.
COVID.
100%.
We definitely have to do a summer show.
Let me give a shout out real quick to Ball and Branch Bedsheets and also NordVPN. I'm going to reach out to them as sponsors.
Yeah.
And figure. Go ahead and throw that out in advance.
The Ridge Wallet.
Yeah. What about the Ridge Ball Sack?
Yeah. The Manscaped.
Yeah.
The Man Great.
Man Great as
yeah,
well.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Have you heard of the For Revolution?
Sure. I haven't.
All right.
Holy crap.
Is your father alive?
Yes.
Fuck.
Am I going to check from this?
You know,
I have been watching a lot of Norm Macdonald's
best
of here recently. What a comedic genius, man. What a comedic genius.
We'll touch on that next time. We got to get out of here. We'll see y'all next week.
Peace.
Goodbye.